Welcome to What Every Homeopath Wants Their Patient to Know by Dr. Amy Rothenberg. Dr. Rothenberg is a graduate of the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon. She practices, teaches, and writes on topics in complementary and alternative medicine, and was the longtime editor of the New England Journal of Homeopathy. As a respected leader in the field, Dr. Rothenberg will introduce you to basic information about classical homeopathy, and through the well-organized and thorough presentation that you are about to experience, she will help you to understand the basic philosophy and approach of homeopathic medicine. If you would like to read more about Dr. Rothenberg and homeopathy, please log on to the website for the New England School of Homeopathy at www.nesh.com. And now, here is Dr. Amy Rothenberg.
Anybody who uses homeopathy or sees a homeopathic practitioner knows that every practitioner is somewhat different. So I'm going to be answering questions from my experience of practicing over the last 13 years. And if you have specific questions about your care or the care of your children, you'll need to direct those specific questions to your own practitioner. For prospective patients, I'd like this tape to be able to inspire you to seek homeopathy and to use it for you and your family. I'd like to answer basic questions about what homeopathy is and what the interview process is like. For those of you who are en route to seeing a homeopath for the first time, I hope that you will arrive to your first visit better informed and able to take part in your own healing. For those of you who are already seeing a homeopath, I would hope that this tape would be able to answer many of the commonly asked questions that arise during long-term treatment for both adults and children. I will end the tape by giving some resources for referrals and further study. Okay, so the basic question is, what is homeopathy and what can it do for you? Basically, in homeopathy, we try to give a remedy which will stimulate the person we are treating to come back to a state of balance. As homeopaths, we see symptoms as the body's expression of an underlying imbalance, and we give a remedy which will stimulate that process which is already happening and help the person come back to a state of health. So if somebody has runny eyes, runny nose, burning, we'll give a remedy which will further that process and help the person on the way to get through that process. Allergy shots used by our Orthodox medical colleagues work somewhat on this theory. You give the person a little bit of what irritates them, and eventually they'll get over that problem. It's not quite that simple, however. We need to individualize the treatment to the patient at hand. We need to understand how they experience their problems in all ways, what kind of things make it better or worse, the actual way they have their problem, and how it impacts the rest of their life. And I will go over this further in a few minutes in terms of the case-taking process. I wanted to spend a little time talking about why people seek homeopathy, what kind of people go to homeopaths, why seek an alternative to your regular medical care. Some patients come to homeopaths because nothing else has helped. It's their last resort. Other people come to homeopaths because they live a basically healthy lifestyle and they want their medicine to match their lifestyle. They're already eating healthily, getting exercise, and they want the medicine to also be gentle and not have side effects. Some of our patients come because they have an undiagnosable problem. Everything looks good on their lab work and a physical exam, yet they don't feel well. And for these patients, homeopathy can be wonderful because it doesn't really matter what your diagnosis is in homeopathy. We're working on stimulating the body to come back into a place of balance. And so from that point, the person can get help. We treat a lot of patients because somebody else has sent them. They know somebody who had the problem that they had, and now they want to get the same kind of help. We treat a lot of patients who have recurrent acute infections. And the orthodox medical approach works for them. Every time they get the infection, they get an antibiotic or they get some other kind of help, which helps them. But they want now to not get that problem so much in the first place. And homeopathy can help change the person's predisposition for getting that problem so they no longer need to have the chronic bouts with sinusitis or bronchitis or earaches. That makes up the big part of many homeopaths' practice. Another big component of a homeopath's practice are patients who have troubling mental and emotional problems that may be helped by medications, but the medications are themselves causing other problems, or perhaps the patient just doesn't like the idea of being on those medications. And homeopathy can help us get to a more deep and permanent solution without side effects. So this really makes up most homeopaths' patient population. Problems ranging from arthritis to migraines, PMS, skin problems, sleep disorders, autism, epilepsy, ADD, problems of menopause, postpartum blues, infertility, joint kind of problems like tendonitis, problems of depression at midlife. These are all things that most practitioners of homeopathy see on a daily basis. And really, the list is endless, as the varied people who come to the homeopath's office.